First today, it's football, and the Czech Republic's youngsters have scored an historic success at the Under-20s World Cup in Canada, where they've reached the semi-finals in the competition for the first time ever. After defeating Japan on penalties in the previous round, the Czechs ended up taking the same route past Spain in the quarter-finals, going through 4-3 on spot kicks after that game ended 1-1. Spain's juniors hadn't lost a game for 3 years and were among the favourites at the World Cup. Czech midfielder Andrej Kudela said he and his teammates had expected a tougher encounter.
You could see that they were nervous, they looked tired and frustrated, and they didn't want to win. I think that our defending is what frustrated them. I think it was a strange match from their point of view.
And the Czech under-20s face Austria on Wednesday for a place in the final. By the way, their double penalty success in Canada builds on a remarkable Czech tradition. Starting with the final of the 1976 European Championships, the country has to date won every penalty shootout faced in a major competition. And in one other piece of football news, midfielder Patrik Berger has surprised many by signalling his desire to return to the Czech national team. The 33-year-old retired from international football a full 6 years ago. Tennis now, and the Czech women's team will have to wait another year for a crack at winning a place in the Fed Cup's elite world group. Playing without world number 9 Nicole Vaidisheva, who is ill, the Czechs lost 4-1 away to Spain, with their only win coming from Lucia Šafářová in the singles. The team's coach, Aleš Kodat, who was also actually Nicole Vaidisheva's stepfather, had this to say after the weekend's tie.
Nejenom absence Nicole, ale I teda domácí prostředí a dvorec, to všechno ovlivnilo strašně to utkání.
Nicole's absence and the fact the Spanish were playing at home had a great influence on the outcome. From the very first ball on Saturday, the Spanish girls were really good. It's clear we have what it takes, but not everything came together. If Nicole was well, things could have been a lot different.
Všechno dohromady, jak mělo, vzhledem k tomu, že teda Nicole nemocněla, s ní by to bylo určitě něco jiného.
Finally, rowing, and Andrej Sinek has won the Rowing World Cup for the second time in his career, after finishing third in the third and final regatta of the season in Switzerland's Lucerne. But Sinek wasn't getting too carried away celebrating his latest success. The 24-year-old said he took the event as practice for the Rowing World Championships, which get underway in Munich at the end of the month. And that's all the sport for today.